Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I apologize for running behind on the show tonight. We were having some technical problems, and my apologies to everybody. I'm going to head and bring on Robert tonight. He's going to be our main reader for tonight. Anybody who would like the psychic reading with Robert? And let's go ahead and introduce Robert on the line from the 617 area. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you tonight, Robert?
I'm doing all right. Been a little bloated because I overdosed on pizza and ice cream tonight.
Oh. Well, we'd like to welcome you back on the show. All our listeners are always thankful to have you come on with your time and energy. We're going to go ahead and start our reading. I apologize again for everybody that we're starting a little bit late. I just got home and I've been having some technical problems. So let's go ahead and bring Robert on. And Robert, let's go ahead and bring the caller from the 313 area. You're on the air with Robert and Adrian. 313. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm
good.
Doing fantastic here.
What's your name? Where are
yes.
you from? What's your question?
My name is Jackie. I'm from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
My question is about my business.
So you would like to ask about like how's it doing, where it's going, like anything like that?
Yes.
All right. What's your zodiac sign, dear?
Gemini.
Gemini? All right.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing, guys. It's like for those of you calling in, please let me know what your zodiac sign is. All right. I'll get some major arcana cards coming on here already. 6, 7. All right, so looking at the past of the situation, we definitely had the idea for it, and we definitely had the training that went with it. This isn't something that you get into it all by yourself. You've got some coaching, you've got some help, you've got some advisory going on with that. And so far, things seem to be look like they're going into an okay direction, but there are going to be some inevitable snags that you might want to look out for, particularly like things that just involve like possibly demographic wise, like why, like what's your business about, if I may ask?
Like a restaurant.
Like a restaurant? Okay. Is it a relatively new service?
Yes.
Yeah, because like I know it's like not a whole lot of people know about it right off the bat, but I definitely do see things begin to pick up. Probably like give it like a couple more months, but I do see it like going on like towards the end of this summer, possibly. Like, earliest as the end of this summer, like, as latest as, like, beginning of next year, I begin to see, like, things picking up. But, yeah, it seems like nothing really all that fascinating is going on right now. It's just a matter of, like, you know, getting the name out there and, like, paying attention. It's like, so right now, I think your best bet is, like, investing more in advertising, if you haven't already.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Putting more investment in advertising, and that should help you out. Yep, so that's pretty good. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Have a nice night. All right, who's next?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me, Robert?
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, looks like we lost the other callers. We've been having some technical problems, and I don't know what's going on, but is there anything that you'd like to share with our callers and listeners? We're still trying to get some more callers in here.
Just so you guys know, it's like for those of you who weren't tuning in last night, today actually starts the beginning of a two-month-long retrograde in Venus in Virgo. And what this means for the energy here on Earth is that during these next 2 months, we are going to experience a heightened focus on matters of finance and relationships and anything that involves with hobbies and attractions and whatnot. So it's not just people and money. It can be just about anything that provides us with a sense of, you know, delight or a sense of like entertainment or a sense of things that, you know, kind of fulfills us in a recreational kind of way. And so during this time, there could be large challenges of relationship, like huge breakups or unwise expenses, or maybe even like a loss of revenue for those of you who are investing in the stock exchange right now. But what I am seeing on the flip side, on the higher vibration regarding this retrograde, you know, as Virgo, you know, regresses back into Leo, is that it's also an opportunity for those of you who are struggling with everyday practices to reevaluate and meditate upon those sacred patterns that, you know, you practice every day in your life and see, and basically make subtle changes to what you can do to help bring that kind of like strength and encouragement back into your, you know, into what you do. So you feel like that you're on the right track. So you can reaffirm to yourself that what's going on in your life is worth your time and worth your effort. And like, again, like really helps boost your confidence and will even help attract healthier and more like positive energies into your life.
Well, so Robert, like I did have a question for you. Can these retrogrades, I know a lot of people say, you know, that these retrogrades are getting stronger, and I know they're saying that it has a negative impact on our lives, but
right.
Can these retrogrades, and I've heard a flip side of that too, can these retrogrades be good for people? For an example, like you were saying about career, not just so much relationship, but can they turn things around in such a way that things could be more positive for them? I know for us readers that the retrograde is the best time for us to get the readings because people are searching more, people are soul searching more, they want to know about relationships, they want to know about communication. They want to know why things are not working out in their lives. But what I'm trying to get at is some people say that the retrograde can turn things around in a positive way.
Right.
And there's a flip side to that. That's what I've seen. Is that true, Robert?
Exactly. Absolutely. It's like... Like, I tell people all the time, retrogrades work in two main vibrations, the low vibration, where the challenges seem to surface, and then the higher vibrations, where the spiritual progressive side of those energies begin to surface. And and like anybody always has a choice of going about, you know, which way they want to go about it. Some people might need to experience these retrogrades and low vibration, just as some people are going to be more drawn to experience them on a higher vibration. And so people who, like I said, like who are learning to understand some of these like relationship and financial struggles in their life, it's like this is a perfect opportunity for them to, like, you know, re-examine their habits and re-examine their approach to these particular matters. as well as for those of us who already have, who seem to have like these things under control, like, you know, relationships, finances, this is a perfect opportunity to basically further refine that sense of like that sense of stability and basically figure out ways that they can use it to maybe like help others or basically like find spiritual growth in that. Because it's like, if you got yourself already stable on that path, like, you know, like, take it a step higher, like, you know, use it to really do some good for yourself and those around you rather than just like, you know, sitting on it or just like, you know, taking it for granted, you know?
Now, I know on some retrogrades, like, for an example, if you have Mercury retrograde and it's ruled by, you know, Geminis.
And Virgo.
And Virgo, right. And I know that, you know, it might affect one Gemini versus it may not affect another Gemini. And during that period of time of where they're being affected, do they have to stay grounded? Do they have to stay creative? Is there certain things that they should do? Is there certain things that they shouldn't do? I mean, is there a lot of detailed information that you can go into as far as, you know, what should they do during a retrograde to stay more positive? Should they do more affirmations?
Well,
should they stay away from negative energy? What should they do?
Well, in the specific case for Gemini, in this case, because like especially in the matters of Mercury, where Gemini is the more actively communicative sign of the Mercury like co-rulership, they're ruled by the element of air, and they're very like knowledge oriented, very interaction oriented. This is actually an opportunity for them to reflect more internally rather than externally, because Geminis are always like, you know, looking to interact externally, but may or may not necessarily have that sense of communication on the, you know, on the internal level, on the, you know, purely mental level. And so this is a perfect time to jot down notes and again reflect upon your personal knowledge and your personal like understandings and like what you think you understand about yourself and the world around you, rather than like, you know, going out and like extruding these energies left and right. So that, and it's also a good time to read, a good time to research, a good time to hit the libraries, hit the books, hit the hit your bookstores, and anything that involves expanding your knowledge and refining your sense of communication and diplomacy. That's always a good energy for Mercury retrograde. And especially where we had like the Mercury retrograde in Gemini, like just recently, that was very powerful. And for a lot of people, yeah, it was pretty negative. There was a lot of bickering and fighting and a lot of like miscommunications and a lot of confusion going on. But at the same time, what I also noticed for a lot of people is that it really did provide some of these low vibration people a chance to really like, you know, grow up a bit, to really like, you know, show some of that more humanistic side of them, to show some of that like, you know, to really like, you know, get a grip on, you know, on their other life, especially in that facet. So it's a blessing and
right.
a curse.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because sometimes people can look at things in a negative light, but it's actually the opposite of negative, and then they realize that, hey, you know, this isn't so bad. You know, I got a job during Mercury retrograde. I got a raise during Mercury retrograde. I'm getting more clients, you know, as a psychic, you're getting more clients with the Mercury retrograde or with Saturn or with Pluto. Whatever it might be, there's always a flip side to that. So, you know, I tell people, focus on the positive. Focus on, the positive energy, how you perceive the retrograde. In other words, don't be fooled by it. Don't just listen to all the negative things that are going on during retrograde. Yeah, there's always killings, and you might see an increase of killings, but you hear that every day. And that's something you hear every day. It's like nothing new. But everybody makes up this big deal saying, you know, Mercury retrograde did it.
you know. But that's
The
whole thing right there, Robert, is can see people see beyond the bullcrap? In other words, the bullcrap's already there and it's already happening, so why blame this on a retrograde? That's what I want to know.
Well, if anything, it's like, don't go about blaming these things on the retrograde, because what the retrograde is actually doing, whether it's happening on, like I said, like the low or the high vibration, it is there to help you. It is there to help you, like, take a step back and say, like, what can I do to improve? What can I do to expand? What can I do to develop? Retrogrades are, now the fundamental astronomics of a retrograde is when, you know, the planet looks like it's going backwards, and in doing so, it gets closer to the Earth. So that means the energy is more intensified. And even if it is on a low vibration, like you're having trouble like communicating or expressing yourself or, you know, getting that financial stable under your belt or whatever the heck it is, if it's intensifying that challenge, it's beckoning you to climb above that challenge, to rise above it and really reach that higher vibration of it so you can get that spiritual lesson out of it.
I agree.
Right.
And,
so either way, it's all to help.
It's also a time for people to reflect and to slow down.
Right.
I think for a lot of people, what's happening is people are racing too fast. They're not paying attention to the big picture of what's going on. And, you know, they're off living off in La La Land. As far as, you know, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to get my raise or I'm going to make $1 billion today. It gives people time to slow down and reflect and think about their lives. And think about really starting to love yourselves. You know, like they say,
right.
You know, if you're going to be in a relationship, you got to learn to love yourself first. To me, that's the energy that you will project. And so you're going to get back whatever you project. You know, like I was saying before in my show before, you know, males project energy, females receive energy. And
right.
So we have to be mindful now. Now, like you said, these vibrations are rising. What energy we are projecting and the thought form of what we're creating. And it's going to come into this physical reality. And I've seen that more. You know, we're seeing that more and more, like I was saying, you know, especially people with a very overactive imagination. You know, they're always co-creating every minute. And for anybody that would like to learn about law of attraction, you know, look it up. Do your research. Start learning how to really create what you want to create, things you don't want to create. And that's pretty much what you're telling, you know, our audience is be mindful of what you're doing, you know, as far as these planets as they're getting stronger.
And, of course, for a lot of people, they can turn around and say easier said than done, and I totally get that. I mean, it's never easy, but it is a fascinating experience regardless.
It really is. And that's why I do believe that affirmations are very important too. A lot of people say, oh, that's a load of crap, you know, they don't work. Well, see, you the thing is, you've come this long into this negative vibration. How long do you think it's going to take to get out of that vibration and to bring into the positive? You know what I mean? And then things are going to start turning for you. I mean, I had a lady that called in the show and she was homeless. She had nowhere to go. She didn't have no food. And I told her in my prediction, I said, lady, you are going to be a millionaire. You're going to be an actress. And within a week, she was a millionaire. She didn't believe it because she was really poor all her life. But just by that thought, just by that positive energy, Robert, that's how fast you can change someone's life. Just by, you know,
absolutely.
It's the information you're putting out.
And that's what I want to get across to all these people, as much information as we can, even if you don't understand what Mercury retrograde is all about. Like I say, you know, talk to Robert, because Robert knows astrology. Go to his chat room and, you know, purchase some credits, because we want to get the word out there as much as we can. And if you have any questions about our blog or whatever, feel free to call in and we'll talk to you about other things that we do as far as how we can help to assist and heal the people that really need healing. You know, because there is a lot of, there's definitely a lot of healing that needs to be taking place. That's fine, you know, not just relationships, but as far as people that are struggling financially as well, you know.
Yep. And like I said, if you are financially...
Go ahead, Robert.
Like I said, and if you are financially struggling, Venus, you know, is just as much Taurus as it is Libra. This is definitely a great time to really, like, you know, feel like, you know, what am I doing with my, you know, expending patterns? Like how am I spending my money? How am I making money? And again, just like, it's a good time to really review and save and conserve and feel like, you know, what can I do to make better investments so that I can, you know, I can spend and, you know, make expenses and gain better income, and so that I can take better care of myself and the people around me, you know, or just yourself too, if you're struggling just to eat every day, you know.
Absolutely. And anybody who wants to call in and get a reading right now, we only have a few minutes through the show. However, I told Robert we're gonna get some more hours coming up really soon.
Yeah.
And we hope to have everybody call on the show. And, you know, we want to have a great show. And anybody who wants to call in tomorrow night, they'll probably be about the same time. Anybody who'd like to call in, get your card readings now. Call in and we'll be happy to assist you. As far as did you want to give a closing message, Robert, or I don't know.
If no one else has really anything to say, then it's like, then I'll just draw some cards for the overall energies in here. I'm just going to draw three cards here. And it seems like what we can expect, you know, just for the current general energies, is that I'm seeing the King of Pentacles reversed, the Two of Cups upright, and the Sun reversed. Like I said, financial struggles and, like, you know, overall happiness is going to be challenged. But in the midst of that, there is going to be a healthier focus on things like relationships and interests and basically, you know, what brings us together as people, like, on an aesthetic and a, like, emotional level, pretty good. So I do think it's really going to be more relationship oriented as opposed to, like, you know, like financial or whatnot. And that's really going to help a lot of people, especially those who are struggling in the world of love and, you know, having, like, you know, feeling like that they're connected to other people. So that's pretty good. So it's like, you know, it's like more love to money. Yeah.
If they wanted to find a job, when is the best time to do this? Is that during a retrograde?
Actually, no, not during a retrograde. It's like it can definitely help for something like, you know, small, like part-time or like, you know, with something temporary. And I just drew some cards for the financial aspect of it. And yes, the Fool is upright. But again, I'm also seeing the Five of Cups upright, as well as the Ten of Swords upright. So there is a lot of good a lot of new opportunities for a lot of people. But again, don't expect anything to stick, you know. Like, let it be like a temporary job. Let it be like a resume builder. Let it be more of like a, like, you know, get your feet wet and get your foot in the door kind of thing, rather than anything like, you know, long-term or permanent. And that's good to know that in itself.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for calling in, Robert, and we will thank everybody for calling in. We're going to go ahead and now end the show. You are welcome to call in tomorrow night at the same time. Anyways, God bless
everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night.